Let's try this again. We are back for a second time in your mom's house on a whatever day. What is it? Thursday?
Thursday.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me back, man.
That was, well, we'll get into it later. But as always, or as of now, as always, please keep checking out yourmomshousepodcast.com. You can send us emails, yourmomspodcast, is that right? At gmail.com.
It's right up there, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you. And don't send any more logo submissions. We got it all. I'm sorry we haven't had a chance. We've been on the road coming back and forth, and we got a bunch of them. You guys were great. I thank you for all your submissions. We'll get those up there. If you listen on iTunes, please hit that subscribe button, and you know, you have every episode automatically delivered to you. Let's see. The mommies, the two of us will be, Christina and I, will be at the Ontario Improv March 30th, 31st, and April 1st. As you can tell by now, she's not here right now, but she is in Pittsburgh. So you can check out Christina if you're in the greater Pittsburgh area, Steel City, Sixburg. She's there tonight, the 22nd of March through the weekend, the 25th. I got what is called a fallout date in our business, which is somebody canceled. So I'm getting on a plane in a few hours, and I'm going to West Palm Beach, Florida, to do the improv there tomorrow, the 23rd, the 24th, and 25th. If you're in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Gardens, Okeechobee, Pahokee, Stewart, Jensen Beach, Fort Pierce, Delray, fucking get in your car, come see me at the Palm Beach Improv. It only seats around 600, so there's not going to be many tickets left for each show. I'm get expecting to sell like 2,500, 3,000 tickets. So go see Christina in Pittsburgh. I'm in West Palm. Next week, you can catch Ryan Sickler at the Melrose Improv on March 28th. That is Wednesday. And that'll be a good show.
It will be a really good show.
They always have dynamite shows at
AKA the Hollywood Improv, not in Hollywood.
That's right. And it's in West Hollywood, right?
Is I that guess technically it is West Hollywood there.
I think the store is also West Hollywood.
It is. That's West Hollywood.
Yeah. And maybe technically the Laugh Factory is in West Hollywood.
I don't know maybe. Where the well, the line is at Crescent High. Yeah, it is.
That's
West
right
Hollywood.
On the line.
It's right on the line, yeah.
Right on the line. Also, I'm taping a Comedy Central stand-up show April 3rd, and if you live in L.A., we're going to tape it at, I believe, the El Rey Theater. I tweeted a link to it last night. I'll tweet it again, but if you want to come and be at that taping, you know, you can get free tickets to it, and it should be fun and a cool show, and yeah, that's that.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You ready to do this?
I'm fired up.
Ghostface Killers is a poet from the streets. That's how I like my MCs. Itch.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Check it. I make $1 million every 6 months, and y'all hating my game, saying my name. They call me the E wrong things, knowing I'm fly without wings. While some of y'all have to pull strings. In this era, I maintain the
point of beat. Master baseline. How you feel about that EPMD? Love it. Dude, love EPMD. Erica Paul making dollars. Thanks for doing this for round two, man.
Thank you for having me for round two.
Jesus Christ.
Heavyweight slugfest, Matt.
I tweeted it the other day. It wasn't me, just to be clear. It was Blue Band.
Blue Band,
our
bald
our
eagle.
Listeners can't see, but Blue Band is our, you know, he does all the technical shit.
Right.
And he fucked up.
Blue Band, I just figured it out.
He fucked up.
Way to go, Blue Band.
You pointed out to me that, you know, you've obviously been done this a few times with us, but the last few times it's only been you and me.
Yes.
And the other day we had a great time.
4-hour podcast the other day. That
you, me, and Christina, completely worthless.
Completely worthless.
We fucking laughed our balls off for 2 hours, and it's fucking gone. So anyways, thanks for coming back, man.
Thanks for having me back at your mom's house, man. It's my always, favorite place to be.
It's always so good to have you here. To our listeners that are perhaps new listeners or not knowing, this is the great Ryan Sickler.
You're like a son to me, man.
And
thank you. You're like a son to me, man.
You're like a son to me, man.
One of my favorite people in the world, great comedian, great friend, and he's in you know, he's the stepmommy today.
Yeah,
because Christina's not here. So definitely check out Christina in Pittsburgh if you're in the area.
Miss you, Christina.
Love you.
It's been belchless here so far. I don't even know what to do with myself. I really don't.
There's usually more, right? There's
a lot more verbal gas.
We'll make up for that. We'll definitely put some stuff out there. It was as I wanted to get this out of the way. I did San Antonio last week as we addressed the first time on our run through. We did this the other day, and had a great time. Big shout out to our friend Ryan Stout and Vanessa Ramos.
Now Vanessa is
comedian.
Yeah,
yeah.
But she lives there. Is that what it is?
No, no.
Oh no,
she's from there.
From there,
and
okay.
Her and Ryan are boyfriend girlfriend.
Gotcha.
And they went to visit, and then they went to Austin for South by Southwest. And then, so I saw them on a Wednesday, like he texted me and did this, like, what's it called? You know, hey, oh, do you want to have a beer tonight? And I was like, dude, I'm in San Antonio. And he's like, ah, that sucks. And then I got off stage and he was like, what's up, man? Like waiting. I was like, Jesus Christ, you scared the shit out of me. Like, he never told me he was coming. But then, they were just couldn't have been nicer. It's nice on the road to see like a familiar face. And then I had
and Ryan Stout's a great guy.
Great guy. But then I had they took me to a barbecue at their house.
Yeah, I forget that we already did this once. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the barbecue.
So she's from there, her family's there.
She's from there. So they stay there like a couple nights. I got to eat some Texas County Line beef ribs.
I saw the picture.
Shit was good, man.
Looked good.
It was really good. So I really appreciate that. I had we talked about this the other day, but I had we found that, like, you know, this our listeners, probably yours too, if we haven't even mentioned this, but Ryan, of course, has his own podcast, The Crab Feast.
Yes, The Crab Feast with Matt Fulcher on.
It's really fucking funny. It's fun. I've done it before.
On the Toad Hop Network. Yeah, and you'll be coming back plenty of times to The Crab Feast.
Oh,
friend
I
of the feast,
wait.
Man.
I love it. I absolutely love doing it. It is a good time.
You're like a son to me, man.
So, we, most of our listeners, and I assume most of your listeners are men.
Yes,
we have. Yeah, no, we have a few
loyal females, which is really cool.
I'd like to hear from more of ours. If you're there, I've heard from a few of you, but we'd definitely like to know you're there. But the point being that a lot of times when it's couples that come to our shows, especially Christina and I, at least it'll be like the guy who's like, "I love you. I brought this bitch too."
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
totally.
Like not like,
and she's there because like she loves him.
Right. Right.
Not you.
Exactly. Yeah. And one couple decided to tell me that explicitly. Like, and I was like, wow. Like, I really appreciated their honesty, but I was like, I can't believe you're really saying this. Like, the guy was like, oh, man. Like, he was just so excited to be there. One guy, I wish I knew his name, but there's a guy that came from Houston with his girl. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody that came out to the shows, but I really appreciate if you make it like a drive to go see a show. It's pretty impressive. But so this one guy was like, man, when I heard you were coming, I bought tickets immediately, and she didn't even know who you were, but I brought her ass too, and I couldn't be excited to be here. And she was like, yeah, me not so much, but yeah. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, she said the other day she was going to go work out, and so, but her iPod was broken. So I was like, you need to listen to this shit. And then he put our podcast on, gave it to her, and was like, listen to that while you work out. So she did, and he was like, what do you think? And she was like, yeah, like, cool, I guess. He was like, guess what I got you as a present. And she was like, what? And he was like, I got you tickets to see that guy. And she was like, why?
Why?
He was like, that's what we're doing Saturday. And she was like, that's our date night?
Yep, driving to, like, New Mexico.
Yeah, we're gonna go see this dude. And she was like, okay. And then she was like, yeah, so this is really for him while we're here. And I was like, you don't have to break this shit down for me. Like, you could just act like you like it here. You
know, just stand in the back and
just
smile.
Stand there.
That's
and she
fine.
Was like,
take a picture.
She goes, no, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Like, that was a fun show. But he's the one that really loves being here. And I was like, god damn, you don't have to keep telling me that. But she wanted me to know that she was there for him.
Right.
And yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thanks, dude.
That's true love coming to your show.
That is, man. That is. And she was nice. She did say, you know, I did have a good time, but just to be clear, he's the fan. So just so you know, like, I got it.
I had a couple come up to me after a show one time, and same thing. It was the Crab Feast, and the guy's like, I love that shit, man. He's like, I've listened to it again and again and again. And then she says, yeah, I don't know what he thinks is so funny, but he loves it. And I was like, thanks. And she's like, yeah, man, that's the same thing.
I don't
like,
know what he, yeah.
I don't know why what he finds so funny, but he laughs and laughs and laughs.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what people say after shows, man. It is crazy. I think I've told you, my pet peeve is they're like, you're pretty good. You're pretty funny. Like, why would you say that?
Right.
You would never say that to somebody else for like another art form. Like, if you were like, heard your band. Not bad.
Not bad, man.
It was a pretty good song you played. You'd be like, fuck you.
Played 12 songs, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one we liked.
Yeah, the one was all right.
The middle was all right.
You're all right, man. You're all right. And like, mm-hmm.
I remember Full Charge, this girl, so I was so proud of him because he's so non-confrontational.
He hates confrontation.
This girl walked out after showing up and she goes, you're kind of funny. And he just looked at her and goes, you're kind of good looking. And I was like, yes.
Yes. That's the perfect analogy, because you would never say that's the equivalent. You would never go up to a woman and be like, you know, you're all right. And she'd be like, what? You're pretty good looking.
You're all right. You're pretty good looking.
They would never do that.
You're a handsome woman.
You know what you would say? Nothing.
You would not say that.
That's what you should do.
That's exactly what you should do.
Express how much you like something to somebody, or don't fucking express it. Or say you hate it. I'm cool with that too. Just be like, I hated your shit. I get emails like that, you know.
And then, well, at least you've evoked a response out of those people, and you've made them at least aware of something.
You know what I got?
I appreciate brutal honesty. Like,
so do I.
People are like, I fucking hate you, and it makes me laugh. Not because I think it's funny they hate me, but just because I think it's funny that you actually approach another
somebody.
Human being.
Yeah,
like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
What is the and the guy walked by me to, and at the end of the show the other night, and he goes, I can't really express it over audio, but he just went
like, gave that, me that nod, like,
he gave me that, and then that smile was like, I'm not really into you,
yeah, like, but I just happened to see you in my path, so I wanted to do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to be a total dick.
Gave you like the
was, you did something.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
What? Tell me the "I hate you."
"I hate you" was it was so funny. You and I obviously share a love for social inappropriateness.
It's one of my favorite things.
Me
in the world.
Too. I'm right there with you. And I was at the Comedy Store one night. This is years ago, up in the belly room, and there was a black comic on stage who was hosting the show. And there was a gay guy in the audience, and the black guy was just like giving him the business. I mean, letting him have it.
Yeah.
And the gay guy just couldn't. He had a meltdown. And this is the host going up before the show even starts. Like, this
the
is
black
the
guy's
guy.
The host?
Yeah, he's hosting. And this is going to set the evening for
right,
the rest of the
room. This is the tone of the evening.
And you remember some of those shows back in the day in the belly room. When they get packed, and this one was packed. It was up in the balcony.
Great energy in that room.
Really good energy in that room.
Yeah.
And it came to a screeching halt when he just started just really beating this dude down, and the guy couldn't take it anymore, and he stood up, and he's like, I hate you, screaming at the top of his lungs, I hate you. So, of course, we're all like, oh my God. And then he stormed off, but he forgot that he had put his card down for the two-drink minimum, so the waitress is like, I need to get your bill. You can't leave yet. So he stood in the back of the room waiting for his bill, and while he did, the comic just
kept...
Oh, and he kept melting down even more, screaming, I hate you like that.
I hate you! I fucking hate you!
Screaming until he got his bill and walked out. And then it was like, all right, y'all ready for your first comedian? Let's get this shit started.
Because I ain't going out like that. Because I ain't going out like that.
That is exactly what happened. That was the start of the show.
That is so fucking ridiculous, man.
I think that might be the worst start to any show I've ever done, man.
Yeah. Well, remember mine? Remember when I hosted that show and one show was ending? It was at three clubs.
And yes, I didn't, but I know it. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
I was here's the thing. So there was a show at like 7 and then a show at 9. Mm-hmm. And the 7 o'clock show was like, let's say it had, I don't know.
It's like a bringer show of shitty comics. It wasn't anyone that was doing anything.
Not really. But there was like 15 minutes left in it. So I'm showing up for the next show. And I see in the audience in the front row, there's this really drunk woman who everything that the comics are saying, she has like a comment for. It's the worst kind of
appreciation.
Heckler. Yeah.
That's what they think it is.
It's
but
the
it is
worst.
A heckler, yeah.
That is so much worse than like, you suck so much.
That is so true. Oh, he's so right. Remember? Oh, we talk about that all the time.
I've been there. Yeah. I know what he's saying.
I've seen that person.
That's always soggy bread that they have. And you're like, Jesus, lady. Like, you don't have to fucking comment on everything that we talk about.
Everything.
So everything that mostly these amateur comics are, she's commenting on, and they don't even know how to handle it. Like, they don't know, no one, like, they're totally, like, she's fucking them up. And no one at the club is saying anything to her. Nobody's doing anything about it. So I'm just sitting there like, this sucks. Like, she's fucking ruining everybody's shit. And I'm just sitting there watching it. And then when the show ends, the first show, some people get up to leave. She stays. So now I'm like, oh, she's part of now. She's going to stay for the second show.
She just loves comedy.
So I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm going to host that show. And it's a showcase show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a showcase for a festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get up and it's like, you know, I'm like, and the first fucking joke I have, she's like, oh, yeah. And I just go, that's not going to happen. And she's like, what? And I go, don't stop commenting on stuff. I saw you at the last show. You never fucking shut up. So you need to shut up. And she was like, what? And she's clearly like, she's hammered.
Wasted.
Totally
but
hammered.
And she thinks that she's connecting with these comedians. Like, no, you need me here.
And I go, no, like, you've been fucking everybody up. And it's not cool that you keep it. And I go, it's not going to happen this show. So you either need to shut the fuck up or get out of here. And at that point, like, some people in the audience are like, what? Why are you doing this? They don't know that she's, like, late second show that she's already.
Yeah. She's a stayover.
And so she's like, she doesn't even get angry. She's just confused. She's like, I don't, why are you doing this? I thought we were all doing this. Like, she's just not making sense, you know? And she's like, I want to be here. And I was like, no, you can't. You're fucking everybody up. And then somebody's like, she should stay. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And then she said something else. And then I called her a cunt.
Yes, you did.
I called her a cunt.
You did.
And then at that point, her friends, I guess, had gone to the bathroom. And they walked back in. And they were like, what's going on? Because this is a small venue. This isn't like a full club. And they're like, what's going on? And I was like, your fucking cunt friend won't get up and leave. And she's yelling shit out. And they're like, don't call her that. She's not, you know, she's my friend. And I go, she's your friend? And the lady goes, yeah. I go, then you're a cunt too. And then she was like, what? Then
two cunts.
Then they both left.
No. Do you not remember?
No, they got up.
Yes. Okay.
They walked out.
Yes.
They left. And then the show was uncomfortable. You're talking about like bad start. Then people were
and
like,
it was really great for you to set the tone for all the comedians. I being one of them that was showcasing for this festival that could have really helped us. And Tom has just dropped cunt twice on stage at two ladies there.
So
it was really comfortable.
Then a comic goes on stage, maybe a second one. Then this guy comes back in the room and he's like, I see him looking around. I see him talking to people. Like, I see him like, you know, leaning in, like he's being polite about it and then going to the next person. And then he's like, hey man, and he comes up to me. I was like, what's up? And he was like, did you just call my mom a cunt? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. Which one was she?
I called two women cunts.
And he goes, she described her. He's like, that's not just some lady, man. That's my mom. And we established that his mom wasn't the front row lady. It was the second lady that came in.
The friend.
And he goes, you know, like, that's my mom. And he really looked at me like, like, you have any idea? Like, that's my mother, man. And I was like, all right. And he was like, could you please apologize to her? And I was like, are you fucking serious? He was like, yeah. She's out front, man. She just went to the bathroom and she came back and you called her a cunt. And I was like, all right, I'll go talk to your mom. So I go out front.
I followed you out because I was worried that there was going to be
like a scene.
Yeah. No, I was worried there were going to be dudes out there waiting to beat your ass. Yeah. I never even thought the mom was out there. I was
really?
This is a setup. Yeah, totally.
Oh, I thought he was sincere.
No. I mean that's bully 101, right? They got some shit outside I want you to check out real quick. And then you roll out and it's 10 guys with lead pipes and chains just fucking you up.
Well, you're from the streets, man.
I am not from any streets, but that was just a common sense. Like, if you call somebody, you called a woman a cunt who left, and a person who wasn't even in the venue had come back to confront you about it.
He actually was in there.
Oh, was he in there?
He was in there earlier, yeah.
And I'm thinking, this guy is going to fucking stab Segura to death out in front of this dirty-ass showcase.
This dirty room. So, yeah, I appreciate you coming out and fucking helping me out like that, man, you know?
You're like a son to me, man.
So, that guy was actually a son to the lady.
He was. He absolutely
was. He's like a son to me, man.
Was very it was actually so. Very much like a son.
So I go out front, and there's the two ladies. This is important. So the lady, the friend, is there, and then the belligerent drunk. So I go to the guy. I go, this is your mom? And the second lady? And he's like, yeah. And I go, ma'am. And I go, I really, you know, I just said something really harsh to you, and as I'm just starting the sentence, the drunk lady goes, the thing I want to, and I go, she needs to shut the fuck up. And they all go like, yeah. I go, this is not for her. I go, I'm just saying this to you. And she was like, okay. And she goes, and they're like, you know, like, Carol, shut up. Like, they know that she's a fucking absolute mess at this
point. Wanted to call her for years.
Yeah. And so they're like, shut up. And I go, get her away. And then I go, look, I go, your son just came in. He expressed to me, you know, how hurt he was that I called you that. And I go, and I did explode, and it was like a byproduct of being mad at her. I go, I watched her the entire last show yell things out at these people and ruin these people's show. And then she was going to ruin this next show, which I've taken the job of ruining
hostage,
it for them now.
Yeah, I think is the word. Yeah.
I've ruined it. Right. But I go, she was about to fucking interrupt every other comic who's showcasing now. And she was like, oh my gosh. She goes, you know, you don't even seem like the man that just yelled at me. And I go, I don't. She goes, you're a different person.
She probably felt you were very much.
Yeah.
Like a son to me, man.
Like a son to her. Yeah.
At that point, you know. And I go... I just wanted her to know that.
Because like, I ain't going out like that.
I just wanted her to know that I wasn't going to tolerate that kind of shit. Because the comics should have it like where it's.
This shit should be easy.
It should be. And not deal with somebody screaming at them the entire show where you're like, why is everybody, you know, ruining my show? Like,
fuck you.
That's not cool.
No.
So she was floored by the fact that I was speaking to her in a calm manner, and she was floored that I came out. And I explained to her, I go, the main thing I want you to know is your son expressed to me that, you know, as you being his mother, it really affected him that I called you a name. And I go, I've never apologized to somebody for something I said like that on stage. But if somebody had yelled that to my mother, I'd be upset too. So I'm saying this to you. I didn't mean to call you that. And I go, I don't have the apology for your friend. I'm not apologizing to her. And she was like, that's okay. Like, kind of like, yeah, Carol is a cunt.
Carol's a total cunt.
But then, he was like, cool, thanks. And then I went back inside. And I don't know if anybody did well.
No, everyone. No one passed that festival. No one. There were 12 comedians that did not get on that festival.
But I do want to say this.
It's been known as the cunt showcase, the two cunt showcase. They call it. I do want to say this.
The people running that show, I was hosting it. They failed as a host. They fucking tanked their own show.
They failed you as a host. They should be taking charge of that. Absolutely. For a show, this is not a regular comedy club.
No.
This is a showcase.
Why are you letting this person?
Right. Derail. And, you know, you're doing like a 5-minute set tops.
That's it, man.
So, you know, every second counts. And when you're there to do a showcase set, you're not a comedian. You have to plow through this particular set that you want them to hear, instead of being a real comedian who would simply address, you know, a real comedian would address that shit.
Yeah.
And in a funny way. Hopefully.
Like you're a cunt.
Yeah, like what you did. Hilarious. It was really hilarious for everyone after that. So, yeah, you have to take control in that situation. I completely agree.
The main thing is to keep it like I did. You keep it loose.
Then you failed us.
You keep it loose and you keep it funny, which is what I did. You know, you don't get upset. Mm-mm. You just, I think I kept it under control. And I did,
I think when we were going there, you were like, listen, if I don't have to apologize to someone's mom tonight, this show is not a success. And it happened on a sidewalk in Tranny Town.
Yeah.
No less. The heart of Tranny. As a matter of fact, it might be the absolute heart of Tranny Town.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to point out, so anyways, big shout out to all the comics that I let down that night.
Yeah.
And
wherever you are now.
You just got to know something. If I'm on stage and some shit goes down or some interrupts me, I have a mantra where I just feel like,
'cause I ain't going out like that.
And that's it.
That's it.
I'm riding that the whole night.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The one good thing about Blue Band failing us as a producer the other day is that this hadn't happened until this morning. This morning around 6 a.m., I am in bed, and what do I hear? Yeah. Yeah. My neighbor.
No way.
Through the wall. Yeah.
Was he smacking around?
Yeah, I recorded it.
This is that. You can hear right this.
Yeah.
Were you in the room?
No. Through the wall.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Ah, bullshit. So I heard that. I believed it.
Dude, this is this is the fucking second. No, this is the fourth or fifth time that it's either been me or Christina. We've never been in bed at the same time. We've been in bed, but the last time she woke up and I didn't hear a thing.
Is it really loud enough for you to record it?
It is loud enough to record. It's not going to be super.
It's not as clear as this one here.
Well, you could probably hear.
What are we hearing here? What's happening?
This is. Let's see. This is I think an ass eating compilation.
Oh, compilation. Yeah, I like the mashups. I one night, this is embarrassing to admit, but I'm going to go ahead and admit it here.
Yeah.
On your mom's house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt that.
No, sorry.
But I was in, like, my building back up, another building backs up to my building on the side of my building. It's about maybe, you know, just like 10 yards separate. Well, maybe 20. And my bathroom window, I keep open, and there's another bathroom window. They sort of connect. And I hear this girl, she always sings. She's got a great fucking voice.
Sings like in the shower?
Yeah. And she sings, like, she'll sing shit from Bryan Adams. She's a black girl. Bryan Adams and Loverboy to, you know, current hip hop. Like, she's really fucking good. So I don't mind because I like to listen to her sing. She belts it out. And one night I'm in the bathroom and I hear these noises coming from her shower. And it sounds like, and I hear going, and I started to get turned on. I was like,
yeah,
girl's getting some shit in the shower here. Yeah. You know, I already have my dick in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I figure, might as well stand here and get a free one.
Yeah.
You know, and I hear this going on, and I hear like, it burns. I'm like, fucking burns.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit burns, you dirty little bitch. And this goes on for like 30 seconds. And right when I'm really getting into this,
I hear
this male voice go, well, that's what happens when you get soap in your eyes. I'm like, God damn it. I really thought they were fucking in the shower, and he was just flushing her eyes
holy
with
shit.
Soap. It was a big, letdown.
But you
big
came, letdown. Did you come to that?
Yeah, I did. See, I forced myself.
What is, I think we were talking about this, what is the nastiest thing you've done or had some, didn't you tell me this the other day?
I had the craziest, absolute yeah. craziest. Well,
you told this the other day, right?
Yeah. I told a story about a girl I dated, but that isn't even the craziest thing a
What's
girl
the story had. You told? Because I want to tell it again.
I dated a girl. The reason I broke up with a girl.
Yeah, was.
She wanted to give me oral sex while I took a shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is.
And it was her idea. Like, this, she, that's actually her, I think, right there. Pretty sure that's her. She, yeah, you know, we dated for a while, but she waited 6 months to let that one out of the bag. And,
that's the thing that I was really impressed by, is that, that means she was holding on. I mean, she wanted this badly.
She did.
And she was just like, you know, obviously I need to get to know somebody before I drop some shit on him.
Right, literally.
Literally. And then how did you, do you remember the moment she was like, hey, I want to...
We just had sex.
Oh, that's a good moment to tell.
And so we're
like,
you
what's
know,
up, anything you want.
Post-sex, yeah. laying there Glow. Naked, talking. Yeah. You know, everything's open at that point, whatever you want to talk about. And she's like, you know, I want to tell you there's something I want to do to you. And I was like, yeah. You know, at that time, I thought, I'm fucking open-minded to all kinds of shit.
Sure.
And she's like, I really want to give you a head while you take a shit. And I was like,
Jesus.
What? I was like, so I let, you know, my first instinct that everything that's uncomfortable and awkward is this person must be joking.
Yeah, of course.
So
I can't imagine a woman wanting that.
It's and you know, and when I saw her, the look in her eye, like I like what I think maybe I just hurt her feelings because I laughed at this.
So your
request
like,
is probably incredibly difficult to ask someone to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then, you know, I couldn't even stop. I was like, what's the matter with you? Like, first of all, let's entertain the idea as an idea. We'll entertain this. Like, I can understand where the release from one end, both ends at the same time would probably physically feel amazing.
Right.
It would. But why would you want to put your face, the smell,
got
the possible splashback? Like, why would you want, like, that would be some
That's
shit
foul,
you're like,
man.
I'm going to do this. And that was something you would make someone do.
Yeah.
You know, I can't, and I couldn't believe that a girl requested it. It was, and then that was the end
While
of us.
You're sitting there, she goes down, she's like, all right, I'm going to do this to you. She puts her mouth down on you.
And then boom, you just drop one like that.
And she's...
When see also she's also not anticipating it will be a Tom Segura shit. She's probably thinking it'll be normal.
Oh, by the way,
normal people.
I owe an apology to all of our fans. You don't like they want a warning. This is something that's come up. They want to be warned when anything like this is brought up.
I do not blame
any dump talk. So.
Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
Thanks a lot to the Matchman for that. That's a warning. You can stop your crying now. You know what territory you're in, and you'll hear that hopefully before any Brown Talk from now on. So you shot her down.
Yeah, it was the end of the relationship. We had sex a few months.
That was the end of the relationship?
I mean, this is what she really wanted to do. And it's like someone saying, I want to have kids. I don't want to have kids. Relationship's over. Like,
that's your last rendezvous.
That was it. Last rendezvous right there.
Completely.
Like, yeah.
So
I'm like, we can do like all of it sounded awesome to me, minus the while you shit part.
Right.
Like everything, I was good with everything except for the while you shit.
My stuff in your mouth sounds good.
Everything you want to do sounded good up until.
You take me, I'm taking a shit.
That's your last rendezvous.
That's it.
That's
man.
It.
Last rendezvous.
That is ridiculous. Now, that being, okay, that aside, what you were going to tell another story.
Tell the story actually on our last podcast that's now dead.
The dead one, yeah, retell it.
The craziest.
Yes.
And this is not a girl I dated. This was a girl. I did hook up with this girl. And after we had sex, again, we're talking. We're fully dressed at this point. We're chilling, having a glass of wine or whatever. And we start talking about, like, you know, she's like, oh, my last boyfriend was psycho and crazy. And everyone, I feel like, says that. Oh, like, this dude's crazy or this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what is crazy to you? Like, what was so crazy about this guy?
Yeah.
You know, because some people are like, oh, he'll just call me like 3 times a day. I'm like, that's not really crazy.
It's not crazy.
You know, but this girl.
What if like somebody was like, I'm going to call immigration and tell them that you're illegally here, and that'd be crazy.
That would be really crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. And then blackmail you to have you thrown out of the country would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Asking to suck your dick while you take a shit. I would lean on crazy on that one.
That is pretty. Well, you know, I don't know. I think it's easy to say crazy. I think it's just, you know, there's no limit to what it's all about the mind, you know, what turns people on. Everything you can think of has something that turns.
You're right.
It is just shocking. I mean, as much as we talk about Brown on this show, I don't like the way that stuff smells. I don't want to be near it. If you were like, you can jump in 30 pussies right here, but there's going to be some shit all laying on the ground. There's going to be a shit pool around the. I'd be like, no, man.
Nope.
I don't want anything to do with those pussies. Right. You can None keep those.
All 30 of those can go with you.
You can absolutely. You take the shit out of the equation, we're talking a different story. But no shit, man. I don't want shit.
No shit. You know, yeah, everyone has a fetish.
Yeah.
And maybe some people carry it a little further than others, but this girl was telling me, I said, well, you know, what's crazy? Tell me what your definition of crazy is. And that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And she says, she was telling me she lost her virginity mm-hmm. to a guy when she was 15, who was also 15.
Holy shit, I remember now.
Yeah, this girl.
Fuck, man.
And she, over the course of, you know, through high school and into college, on and off, they had sex and dated, but he was very abusive, emotionally, physically, and mentally, and she finally had the power to break away from this guy. And she breaks... She ends up finally getting away from him, breaking up with him ultimately. And she starts dating some other guy who she tells me was the exact opposite of the guy she was with, which is what she needed. He was very quiet. He was an introvert.
So I got away from one crazy asshole.
And now to go to this guy who is exactly what I need right now.
Yes, what I need.
And they start messing around and you know, takes him not 6 months. Like, it took this girl to ask me, but takes him a relatively quick time to say, you know, I also do photography,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if you would like to pose
sure.
for some of the photos.
I don't mind, sure.
Yeah, you don't mind at all. That's great.
I love having my picture taken.
So he tells her that he wants her to get in this antique porcelain tub.
That sounds creative.
And then he's going to put real human blood in the tub with her.
Hold up?
Yeah. He's going to put real human blood in the tub. And that's when I was like, wait a minute, where the fuck is he getting real human blood? His friend owns a mortuary. I was like, whoa. All right, it just got legit now.
Yeah.
First of all, highly illegal.
Yeah.
Secondly, you're going to lay in a tub full of who knows how many different people's blood on you. Like, and then he's taking photos as if she's a corpse that had been murdered in this tub. And I was like, whoa, that is fucking crazy. Probably would have been better if you told me this before we had sex, because I'm not sure I would have had sex with you twice, probably once. And then she says, I was like, God, did he ever like give off, you know, or you know, give up any information that he was fucking dead bodies? Because something is going on. This right. guy is definitely likes dead bodies.
She's and like, she's like confused, right? She's like,
He's like, well, he also had told me to get in the tub. So she gets back in the tub after it's been cleaned out. This is a total separate incident. And he would put ice in it and ice her down for 10 to 15
Hold
minutes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. That's...
Like, I want you to get in this tub. I'm going to ice you down. And then after 10 to 15 minutes, I'm going to get you out of the tub. And I want you to lay on the floor while I have sex with you. And I want you to play dead. Eyes open dead.
Oh.
Extra creepy dead.
That's the extra detail.
Because he could only get off if he had his penis inside a cold vagina. And I was like, what the fuck? He's definitely fucking dead bodies. And we talked about this. Like, I've had sex with girls in a pool.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, wow, your vagina's kind of cold. But never did I ever think, like, how can I get one to stay cold? And I never thought of icing a vagina down to have sex with it, and that's the only way this guy could get off.
And that
and
is,
she finally had to get away with him, but she away from him. But I was like, whoa, whoa, that is literally the craziest shit I've ever heard. And it's made me feel bad about all the women I've ever called crazy before.
Yeah, that's fucking that's crazy. Legit. And yeah, hopefully for her, one of those was kind of like her. You know,
it's your last rendezvous.
It was that night was her last rendezvous. Luckily, my tub was big enough to ice her down, and then I sent her on her way.
Did you feel like I don't want to go out with this girl? Like, do you feel like she's damaged after that?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. Like, yeah, I don't. And I'm sitting across because she's super cute, and we had, you know, a great night, and now we're talking, and it's like, holy shit, like, what the fuck's the matter with you that you're gonna actually say yes to that?
Yeah, you can't. That's pretty much,
because I feel like if the roles were reversed, if it was a girl saying to a dude, I want you to get in there and put blood on you and ice you down, but yeah, whatever fuck
right.
you want.
Yeah.
But if you say that shit to a girl, they will run out screaming, call the fucking police and report your ass. Like, I think this guy fucks dead chicks, this is what he asked me to do. But she did it.
Yeah,
she did it. Fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
Both of those people are crazy. They're actually meant for each other.
I like that this girl actually went through. The part that's the most alarming of all, by far, is the real human blood.
I agree. I would absolutely take icing me down and having sex with me over getting in a
tub full
of real
man.
Human blood.
Real blood?
Yeah.
And laying in it. Soaking in it.
You've done headshots. You know how long that shit takes?
You're
soaking in blood.
That's so, and then she was like, and in her mind, she's like, I wonder if this is okay. Is she a box of rocks? She's got to be a fucking dope.
To speak to her normally, no, you would not.
You would
think
never
that.
Guess.
You wouldn't think she's foolish.
Your judgment has to be like, this real blood's not good to lay.
Yeah,
she's in a tub. That means that it's seeping into her.
Yes,
seeping vaginally,
yes.
Anal. It's all.
Which is why I was upset that she
Holy
told me this
shit.
After sex.
Wait, is this in bed after?
No. This okay. We were up
because that'd be some really.
We were
real
just
life.
Sitting there,
Ooh,
you know, having
good.
Having
she's
a drink.
Like, you know, one time not too long ago, I was laying in a tub.
Yeah.
Of blood?
That could have been like I didn't even ask
blood?
What it was.
What do you mean? Well, one of my friends, his friend owns a mortuary. And so.
How fun crazy is that?
Yeah, that's real nuts.
That's crazy.
That is real nuts.
I never saw her again after that.
I don't have I do know somebody who told me a story. I think I told you too, where I met them after a show and I was like, oh, like they were real happy. They were, you know, they've been dating a little while. You could tell they were really clicking. And I was like, how'd you guys meet? And they're like, we met online. And I was like, oh, how is that? And they're like, oh, it was great. Like, we ended up with each other. And I was like, did you date other people first and have any, you know, bad dates or crazy shit? And they were both like, yeah. And then she goes, his story's way crazier than mine. And I was like, well, okay, what is it? And he goes, well, I got, I met somebody on this dating site and we went out and she was beautiful and smart and we just, you know, had a good time. And then a couple weeks into it, like, you know, we were sleeping together and just one day she's like, oh, I'm having my period. Does that bother you? And he was like, no, which let's be honest, like if you're an adult man, that bothers you. Something fucking wrong.
If you're a real man, that does not, there is nothing wrong for the female fans of your mom's house and the crafts. There's nothing wrong with having sex with you on your period. You're more friskier than
I was on top of that. Like that's not a problem when I was 17.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Well, especially when you're a 17 year old dude,
absolutely.
You're like, I don't care what's coming.
But that's,
out
I think that's when it gets into your head, right? Where you're like, it's never a problem.
Right. That's not a problem.
It's not a problem. And it never has been. And I don't.
And it shouldn't be.
Yeah. And people, you're a fucking child if you think you're a fifth grader.
Yeah.
So we are, I'm talking to him. He's like, you know, so she's on a period. We have sex. We finish. And he, you know, she's like, oh, sorry. It's just such a mess because it's obviously a mess down there. And he's like, oh, that's fine. And then she goes, kisses down his stomach, and then she cleans it all up with her mouth.
Oh.
So she licks up all of her own stuff, which is
it's making me sick.
It's really gross.
That's
right?
Sick. That's sick. I'll tell you why it
that's
bothers
gross.
Me because
wait, that's not even it.
Oh,
so they go out a little while. She meets, he introduces her to his friends, like social functions. They're all like,
wouldn't you be gagging watching her do that? Like, I'd be gagging.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'd be gagging. I would be like, I don't want you to do that.
She cleaned up every last drop of it. She was thorough. You know? So they go out for a little while longer. Round two comes along, right? Second month comes again. They do it again. And she does it again.
Oh.
Thoroughly cleans it. And he's like, God damn.
So I would have wrote that date down and avoided her for those 4 or 5 days.
I know, right?
I'm like, I'm busy that week.
I have a convention.
Yeah.
Where?
Anaheim.
It's in Portland. I'm not around. So that happens again. And then he's like, he ditches her, right? Like, he's like, I'm not going with this. The blood licking.
That's your last rendezvous.
He just throws in the towel. So his friends are like, where's what's her name? And he's like, we're done. And they're like, what? Like, she was fucking awesome. It turns out she was a doctor.
What?
She's a doctor. And she was, they were like, she's beautiful. And then he's like, he tells his buddies, his boys, he's like, well, here's what was going on. She was cleaning up the blood with her mouth, and they're like, "Oh, that bitch is crazy, man!" You can't. And they're like, and then they gave him shit for going out with her more than one. They're like, "Why would you return to that?"
I wouldn't go. Crazy. I wouldn't have done that either.
So that was. And then I go, "Well, that is crazy."
Ambiance.
I go, "That is crazy." What is yours like to the girl? Like his story is, because she goes, "I was just giving out anal pretty easily," and I was like, "Oh, I guess that isn't that."
I was giving it out easily.
Yeah, like she was
like, I'm the girl to let everybody bang you
with online dates.
God,
like
God,
yeah, I'll go out with you and you can fuck my ass.
Oh my God!
But they found each other, and they're married now.
Well, then you know, love prevails.
Love does prevail.
I can't remember what I was going to tell you. I was going to say why it grosses me out so much. I mean, not just the taking it. It's not just blood. I mean, it's like, I remember one time when I was in high school or college. I was in college. I had sex with this girl on her period. And I was like, yeah, it's no big deal. And we got done. I looked down. It looked like a leech. It was like gray. And I was like, huh. And right now I'm starting to get that watery mouth.
Well, you can see little chunks too.
Oh, and this was not a little chunk. This was one bit. It looked like a roach.
Ugh.
A gray.
And can you imagine eating that?
Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to gag. And I just remember, like, I got to go upstairs and shower. And, like, I don't have a weak stomach when it comes to that stuff. But, man, that day I did. And I looked down at, like, around my feet. It looked like a double homicide in the shower. And I was just, like, crying. And they're like, why would you want to put that in your mouth?
Oh, man.
Oh, so sick.
Foul.
Some fucked up people out there.
Dude, let's talk about this. Fucking Saints are going to be the Aints again this year.
Yeah, man.
The NFL is dropping the fucking hammer.
It is dropped on Nolens.
You guys are going to have a shitty year. I don't know. I mean, people say, you know, they still have the playmakers and, you know, they're not taking that away. But for those who don't follow, the NFL decided that they're going to suspend Sean Payton, the head coach of New Orleans Saints, for a full year.
Full year without pay.
Without pay, which is about $7.5 million for him.
And also cannot be a part of anything.
He's They said that next year, this like in April or March, they'll do a meeting with Goodell and Payton, see if you can come back.
Yep.
You got to stay off. Even like after this season ends, it's a full, not a season.
He watches the games like we do now. Welcome to the cheap sheet, Sean Payton. Well, I hope you got the Sunday ticket.
And the whole thing is this bounty program.
Yeah.
They suspended, what's his name? The D coordinator, Greg Williams, I think is his name, who's now with the Rams, right?
Was.
You're done.
They no longer have a defensive coordinator. Like, he has fucked their team up. Now they need a new D coordinator.
They are fucked, man. They are absolutely fucked. That is a shitty feeling for the Rams, I'm sure. I mean, what'd you say? Fisher was like, yeah, he's my buddy.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher was like, look, I know him. He's a great guy. But if you ask me, would I have hired him knowing this? No. Why would I hire a guy that's going to be suspended for a year?
Yeah.
You know?
Because like, I ain't going out like that.
No way going out like that. And I'll tell you what, if Greg, if he fucks around, this could very well be, might be.
Yeah.
It's your last rendezvous.
It might be his last rendezvous. Yeah. It might. But what sucks is that he's now this has affected two teams.
Yeah.
Big time.
And you hear a lot of people, you know, complaining about, oh, just
crying motherfucker.
They're all
crying motherfucker.
They're just being bitches about the truth is, I think it's interesting. I think I told you, I think I saw it was Damian Woody, former Pro Bowler. I came on, this is a few weeks ago, before it even really gained the steam where they show you the evidence and stuff. Now, he was like, this goes on in 32 locker rooms. Like, this is not some new shit. But Goodell is like, he put a thing out where he said every team, 32 teams, have to sign some document that says that this shit is not going on and that they know it's not going on by like the end of the month, or, you know, you're going to get fucked with too. He's serious, man.
I like Goodell. I really do. I actually like, I didn't like Taglio Boo. I thought he was a douchebag. But I like Goodell. And he said they've been investigating since 2010. So they got wind of this.
What did he say, too? He's like, we got lied to, right?
Yeah. Rich Eisen on the interview last night said, do you feel that you were lied to? And he said, we were absolutely lied to. Like in 2010, we asked them about this and they assured us nothing was going on. And then they got more credible evidence at the end of last year, and then blew little. And they named the players that were targeted. It was Favre, Warner, Cam Newton, and rookie. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, those were the big four targets of taking them out.
And then they showed a little compilation of like hits and
Favre
like,
mashup. Man,
he got crushed.
He got crushed. I mean, they fucked him up in that game. And the post game interview.
What did they say?
He looked all concussed. He was just out of it. And he was just going, there was a lot of hits. And then they cut to hit after hit after hit. And there were a lot of really late hits and questionable hits that, you know, it's also, I think, a reason why they protect the quarterback so much now, too. And I do think they overprotect the quarterback in the league. He is a player.
Yeah.
But they were really going after him. And the Kurt Warner hit, which again was a clean hit, but they say it was defenseless, you know, unnecessary. But they took him out of the game. I think that actually, I don't know if Kurt Warner ever played again after that. I think after that, he was like, fuck this, I'm retiring.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he got depleted.
He did.
Yeah, he got depleted.
It was like being hit by a car, not looking. That's exactly what happened.
Let's see,
Kurt
this
Warner.
Is a... Oh, they're showing the... this is. I thought it had audio. Yeah, they were just showing the bounty hits. Let's see.
Oh, like a...
According to sources, the NFL believes that linebacker Jonathan Vilma offered $10,000 to any teammate.
$10,000?
That
knocked
so Brett
Favre out of the 2009 championship game. Favre told Sports Illustrated's Peter King he's not angry, but he did sense something different that day. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. In all honesty, there's a bounty of some kind on you on every play. Now, in that game, there were some plays that... I don't want to say we're odd, but I'd throw the ball and whack on every play. Hand it off, whack, over.
Is it Darren Sharper one here?
Some are so blatant. I hand the ball to Percy Harvin early and got drilled right in the chin. They flagged that one at least. I've always been friends with Darren Sharper, and he came up and a couple of times and popped me hard. I remember saying, what the hell are you doing, Sharp? I felt there should have been more calls against the Saints. Meanwhile, Sharper on 97.5, the Fanatic in Philadelphia, this morning had this to say. In no way do I remember anyone saying, okay, the first guy to take Brett Favre out is going to get $1,000.
No, $10,000.
I just don't recall that. The thing that makes it worse is I believe they were warned earlier for the pay-for-performance program that was in place and nothing was done about that. I think that's a major issue the commissioner and league are upset about.
These guys are all trying to cover
for saying that
shit,
we were trying to maim guys or try to cart a guy off is just totally ridiculous.
No, it's not. That's exactly what was going on.
Exactly what was going on. There was more money rewarded if you took a guy out.
Jesus.
But, you know, I'll say this, too. Like, Brett Favre's right. Like, you're paid. Your salary is to go out and destroy someone.
You're supposed to crush people,
like,
man.
That is what you're paid to do. Is there's a bounty on every player in the NFL because you're paid to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with the clean hits. As long as they're clean hits, who cares if you're paying someone else money? Who cares? As long as the hits are clean. It's the fact that... they then go dirty and like take them out and cart them off and all that shit.
And here's extra money for fucking destroying this guy.
This particular guy.
Yeah.
Not just any dude. Get Brett Favre.
Yeah, get him. Yeah. Yeah, he he got, oh, I see, he was talking about this handoff reverse, and he just got depleted.
He gets crushed.
Yeah, he gets totally crushed.
They were cutting them together last night. It hurt to watch the highlights of the hits in that game.
Jesus, man.
There's the one where they go, one guy grabs his knees, and the other one comes up top and just takes him down. They bend him in half backwards, and he's just like, crushes on the ground.
He's what's like, up, what? Sharp? What's going on, man? Why are you doing this to me?
Huh?
I don't remember that shit. No $1,000.
That's $10,000. You got Peyton Manning as a Bronco now. That's crazy.
That is crazy news, man. What do you think is going to happen there? I think he's going to be good.
I think he's going to be good, but the one question that no one, I don't hear anyone asking, like everyone's like, how's he in, is he in shape? How's he moving, looking when he's moving around? How's he throw the ball? Is his deep ball there? Is he active? Can Peyton Manning take a hit?
Yeah, we talked about that. Well,
like
there's
one hit. It could be the first play of the game. Someone comes off the edge, linebacker, and just destroys him. He could be paralyzed.
That's the thing we talked about that a doctor can't make. Like, the doctor could be like, this shit, you look ready to go.
You passed all the tests.
You passed all the tests.
Now, did you get out in the street and get hit by a car at 25 miles an hour? Then you haven't passed the fucking tests.
How about the, here's another test. Here's Ndamukong Suh coming through.
Clean.
He threw an offensive tackle out of the way. And now he threw a guy who weighs 340 out of the way. He has a head of steam, and he's coming for you, and he's just going to fucking put everything and all of his weight and anger into you, and your head's going to fucking smack back
on
against
the ground.
Concrete. Snap. Bam! And yep. Then it's like, how does that? Now you fail that test.
Could you imagine what sort of black eye the NFL would have if Peyton Manning
paralyzed or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like football took one hit, be, like I can't ever play again.
Football would be it would definitely be bad. Man.
It would be bad.
It would be really bad.
And now you know I'm a Raven fan. Ed Reed has the same problem in his neck.
He's just not doing the surgery.
Yeah, because he's been told once you have the surgery, you can never play again. You make your living making tackles.
Yeah,
and you can't do that. Like regular people who have the surgery can't even get on roller coasters.
They put a few. That's crazy,
right?
Roller coasters are way easier than NFL.
Than games. An NFL hit, yeah. Yeah.
There's a clause or some deal in his contract where if his neck thing pops up, something happens, they don't owe him money.
Right.
He has to, like, they can avoid it after this season. They don't have to pay him the rest of it. And he agreed to all of it.
I thought it was cool of him. He also is building, like, this incentive-laden contract. Like, if I reach this milestone, this. Because he wants to be, you know, he has a certain standard that he wants to play up
sure.
to. But I do. I think it's great that he's not like handicapping a team. Going, I'm going to need $100 million
up front,
and then if something happens to me. Sorry, man, you're all out. Your ass out. Like I'm taking $100. I'm out of here.
Yeah, man, I'm out of here.
I'm sure that he's going to want to. You know, at what point in training camp, sooner or later? I know they wear the red jersey a lot. Don't touch the fucking quarterback. But at some point, you're going to have to start hitting him to see if he can even take that hit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Speaking of football, one of my favorite things every year is I go to. Sometimes I'll read the recruits and see some of the names that pop up. There's some fantastic names, and it brought me back to a few years ago. There's the name of the year contest, and the winner was Barkevious Mingo.
Barkevious,
yeah, Barkevious Mingo, who now plays for LSU. He's a starting defensive end, or no? He comes in. He's on rotation, but he's a hell of a football player. And maybe he starts. Forgive me if he doesn't. I'm wrong, but he won 2009, and looks like they're about to do the name of the year again this year.
Who won last year?
I'm trying to see who won.
We got 10 and 11.
Final standings. Let's see. Final standings. Why is this?
I know I have some favorite names of that I've heard over the years that are just amazing to me. Well, one that I tweet out that I can't believe. I've tweeted a couple of times because I can't believe. Jaquizz Rogers.
Jaquizz is a wild name,
Jaquizz.
Man.
Jaquizz.
Yeah.
DeBrickashaw.
The name of the year, let's see. So 2009, Barkevious, I believe, won it.
And what is this based on? How do you win?
I don't know. The name
votes?
Just... Yeah, the people vote. People vote. Let's see. The Spontaneous Gordon looked like.
Spontaneous Gordon is a. That's a real name.
That's it, yeah.
My baby just. What do you want to spontaneous, man? This little motherfucker.
Well, you know, the writer, I think the head writer for Kimmel, I forget her name, But her she tweeted earlier this year, like right after New Year's, that her brother is a doctor, and he delivered a baby that they named Y'all Jealous Jones.
Come on.
Yeah.
Y'all Jealous Jones. Jones.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Y'all just jealous.
That's y'all jealous, man.
Jealous, man.
That's an amazing one.
God, that poor kid, the rest of his fucking life. Y'all jealous? Well, it would just be y'all then, or is it hyphenated y'all jealous?
Yeah, y'all jealous.
Wow.
That's crazy. You're not helping him out.
At all.
I don't see the final. I mean, I see some of the finalists here. Hanukkah Wallace.
Hanukkah Wallace. That's a real name. Come on, dude.
Cinnamon Crab.
These are like bad fucking boxer nicknames.
I
know.
New Keith Richardson. He plays, I think, college ball. He made it the finalist. God's Power Offer.
Wow.
That's a real name. Special Jennings. You don't want that.
Special Jennings.
Yeah.
You special, man.
Coke Wisdom O'Neill.
Coke Wisdom?
Yeah.
Come on.
I swear.
Coke.
Coke. Gregor Schwinghammer Jr. This one, these are a couple.
There's two of those.
The juniors.
There's a Gregor. Wait, what is it?
Gregor Schwinghammer.
There's a Gregor Schwinghammer. Gregor Schwinghammer, you want me or my son? Junior. We want Gregor Schwinghammer Jr. All right, that's my son.
That's you. Hey, that's you.
Two. That's Wake you. Up, man. That's you. Talking to you.
De Niro Fudge. What? That's a fucking name, man. Aristotle Socrates.
I've heard Aristotle a few times. Yeah.
Pamela Balls Organista. That's a I don't know. Somebody named their kid Dr. Fetus Dada.
What?
Yeah.
A friend of mine was a social worker in Baltimore, and she swore to me the craziest name she ever came across was someone legally changed their name to Titty Job. Titty Job.
That's ridiculous.
I was like, there's no way. And she's like, that is, I would never lie to you. That is true.
That is absurd. Let's see. There's a.
We had two twins in our high school named Cash and Carrie.
Really?
Yeah. One was named Cash and one was named Carrie.
You also had Eddie and Carlos.
Carlos Coe. And Eddie Coe, yeah.
Yeah.
That's ping pong extraordinaires.
Spartacus Bernstein.
Come on.
Yeah. This is the second time I've seen this name, by the way, as a first name, which is just crazy to me. Mister.
Mister as a first name?
As a first name, yeah. This is Mr. Cobble. And I know there was a guy who played at FSU named Mr. Alexander. His first name was Mister. So you realize that's Mr. Mister.
Right. Yeah. Mr. Alexander. Like, and that's stuttering, man.
That's just to, you know, they're like, you're going to respect me. That's what that's all about.
So who's up for it this year?
And just a couple more. Pencil Man Jeffries.
Pencil Man. That's great. Pencil Man Jeffries.
Flavius Killer Brew. And Chinook Bacon.
Come on.
I swear to you, man. So this is fun. Anyway, so.
And these are all verified as real names.
Real names, yeah.
Wow.
2011. They're going to name the 2011. I guess they take it into the next year. So. The you know, there's only, I think they're down to the final two, the 2011 name of the year, and
let's hear the two. Do you know the two? Because I would love for the Your Mom's House Twitter followers to tweet us who they would want.
Who
to
would
win.
They want? It's either Cavassier Wintavious Richardson.
Wow, Cavassier
Wintavious
Richardson.
Okay. He was arrested in November 2010 in connection with a string of robberies around Orlando.
String.
He's 19, 5'10", 155. Let's see.
And
he's,
goes by the name?
Crime Time.
Crime Time.
Crime Time Richardson.
Crime Time. Got a string of that shit around town.
And it's the another,
what's his real name again? One more time. The full
Cavassier Wintavious Richardson.
He's a.k.a. Crime Time.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
And who's our number two?
Number two is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're all ridiculous. This is Crime Time is not fucking around. He's in Leesburg, Florida. Speaking of, I'm gonna be in Florida this week.
Maybe Crime Time will come see you.
Come to the show, man.
Come out, Crime Time.
Cavassier Wintavious. Number two is Taco BM Monster.
Taco BN?
BM.
Oh, BM Monster.
Yeah, like bowel movement. Yeah.
Two letters, BM?
Yeah, initials.
Taco
yeah.
BM Monster.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not, I really don't know. I have to go home and think about it. Does he have an AKA? Does he have an alias?
I haven't seen it, man.
Wow.
Let's see. There's no surprise. Number three seed is Joe Shortsleeve.
Joe Shortsleeve. Somebody named her.
There's a DeLorean Blow. Yolanda Super Sad.
Nope.
Let's see.
Super Sad, they're called.
Vernon Lee Bad Marriage Jr.
That's a name. They're like, fuck this bitch, man. I'm calling this Bad Marriage.
The former
Junior. Wait, there's another Junior. That means
there's a senior
Bad Marriage.
Is Bad Marriage
there.
Here? Neptune Pringle the Third.
Wait a minute. Neptune Pringle the Third needs to shoot up the list.
That's pretty good.
That's the top three right there.
He'll square off. Yeah, that's all Neptune right. Pringle the Third. And he beat out Mads Negro.
But Neptune Pringle?
Yeah, I think all right. So.
Let's have our own here. Let's have our own Your Mom's House. The fans can tweet us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Ryan Sickler on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, so this is the final four, actually. That is the final four.
Okay, so let's have a final four here. Final four again, please. For all the listeners, please tweet who you would want to win. Here are the final four.
Okay, the final four are Kavassier Wintavious Richardson, Crime Time. DeLorean Blow.
Mm-hmm.
Taco BM Monster.
Okay.
And Neptune Pringle the Third.
Neptune Pringle the Third. There's two more of those. Neptune Pringle.
Talking about my dad. No, your granddad.
My grandfather. I'm talking to your grandma.
That is crazy.
Neptune Pringle the Third.
But, this is another one that I wanted to bring out. And Barcavius, he beat out a girl named Crystal Metheny.
Okay. I will fess up.
And
here.
Nutritious Love.
Nutritious Love's not bad at all.
Yeah.
But our top four.
And Velvet McMahon. Okay.
Those are the
Milkman.
So why don't you and I right now make our final two and then just have the
Twitter those are 09 though. I can't bring those.
Oh, they're from 09?
Yeah. I think my favorites for the current running.
Okay.
I think it's actually between Neptune Pringle the Third.
Oh, he is current.
He's current.
Okay, Neptune, and then who else? Let's pick our top two.
My top two is Kavassier Wintavious Richardson.
Uh-huh. That's a beautiful one.
And Neptune Pringle the Third.
Yeah. All right, those are our top two. So we've got Kavassier and Neptune.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you could bring in Taco BM Monster. That's pretty awesome.
If you need a third.
But I think that's a Dutch name or something.
Yeah, that sounds Dutch to me, too.
And so I would say let us know, hashtag... name of the year to at Ryan Sickler, at Tom Segura, at Christina P, whether you believe it should be Kavassier or Neptune Pringle the Third.
Yeah, should we send a tweet out so they could see?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And what is it? Name of the year? We can make it N-O-T-Y. Hashtag N-O-T-Y. That way you don't have to type all that shit out.
Yeah, hashtag N-O-T-Y. So that's... that's pretty amazing. Oh, I got to tell you this. Twitter became like the most fun I've ever had on Twitter was this past weekend. To me, this was the most joy I've ever fucking had. And I was like, this is why I joined Twitter. And I'm in the green room in San Antonio. And you know, like sometimes you're just bored. I got 15 minutes before I go on. I'm paging through it. And I don't go back and read stuff from hour. I just, wherever I pick up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I just, all right. I'm paging through it. And I get to Chris D'Elia has tweeted, and obviously as a joke, tweet me all your numbers. I want to have them all. But, you know, that's like saying, whatever, you know. Everybody mail me your socks.
Right.
You know?
Send me marbles.
Yeah, like you're not going to fucking... But I just go, I'm going to go to his ads and see what people are doing. Because I bet people are tweeting his number. People are that fucking dumb.
Right.
So I go to his ads and sure enough, pages of like...
Phone numbers.
Where it's like, hey man, I hope you call. Or are you gonna? I can't wait for you to call. I've tweeted you like my number three times. Where are you? I'm like, this is crazy. So I just get like, you know, when you just get like excited about an idea. I tweet, hey, everybody, go to Chris D'Elia's Twitter page, go to his @s and his replies, and tweet people that have tweeted their, no, text people that have tweeted their numbers and say, hey, this is Chris, what's up? And then take a screen grab of it and send it to me. And sure enough, people started doing it, man. I was laughing so fucking hard.
And the people on the other end are really believing that this
for
is
a
him.
While.
Wow.
So here is here's a couple.
Thank God for some of the stupid fucking people.
This made
there.
This made for me, I was like, this is what this made what signing about, right? up all about. This is what it's all about. So I wrote, make sure you start each one with, hey, it's Chris, sup. So this kid right away wrote back to me. He's like, here's a screen grab. Hey, it's Chris, sup? And the response is, hey, Chris, I have to admit, I didn't expect you to actually text me. I feel a little unprepared. Have you started drinking yet today? It was St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Okay.
He wrote, when I woke up and took my morning shit, I had a glass of wine on the can. And have been steadily... So this girl's like, oh, I'm getting a text from Chris.
Oh my God, the guy from
TV
Whitney
star.
On NBC. He took a shit and drank some wine.
And then
morning.
He wrote, I've been pouring alcohol down my throat since then. And she's like, that sounds like the St. Patrick's Day St. Patrick would have wanted. I am late on my game and started to drink now. And he's like, you have some catching up to do, but I have faith in you. Do you have whipped cream in your fridge? And she's like, oh, I have half Irish blood. And he's like, but do you have whipped cream? And she's like, yeah, I think everybody does. And he writes, if you give yourself a whipped cream mustache, I'll take a picture of you and put it online. And she's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna pass on that. And then he's like, she's like, how many people have replied to you? And he's like, it's in the double digits. And so he's like, I'm a pimp. I'm doing all right, you know. And she goes, some girls will do anything. And she's like, well, I'm so excited. You're a cute, funny guy. I'm not going to take a picture of myself like that. And he was like, that's pretty cool, whatever. So then, but that was, oh, God, I just started to laugh so hard that because I get excited about thinking about how excited the girls are. That's what made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And that was.
But then you're then giving your number to that person when you're texting them.
Well, that's why I didn't do it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, your fans.
But here's the thing. They're just going to go, this is just some guy that.
Yeah, like, I'm just not going to. You put your number on Twitter, you moron.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing is, they're still there if you want to take part in this. You know, I'm not encouraging you to give out your number or anything, but.
I'm not. I'm doing my own Twitter thing this weekend. It's called Send Me Your Routing Number for your checking account. Just checking account and routing number. Just tweet it to me.
This is Hon. This is another one. Oh, that one I think was Evan Clark that did that. It made me laugh so hard. I think Evan's up in New York. Thanks for doing that, man.
Way to go, Abham.
That was good, man. This other one was the kid wrote the same thing that I wrote. Hey, it's Chris. Sup? And the response was, you have to be a little more specific as to which Chris. I know a lot of Chris's, like, LOL.
I know a bunch of Chris's, guys and girls.
He writes, I'm the Chris that is an actor, stand-up comic, perfect human. And she wrote, I'm having a brain fart, LOL. And he writes, you must suck a lot of cocks if the name Chris and the rare occupation of stand-up comic haven't narrowed down who I am.
You tweeted your number out.
You dumb shit.
You idiot.
And then she writes, D'Elia. Or he writes, D'Elia. And she writes, holy fuck. I can't believe you texted me. Ha, 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 ha. So what's up? Like, so.
Oh, my God. It's Christmas from Whitney.
And she then finally, when she figures it out, she was like, yeah, I realize that you're not.
That's right. I'm not.
Oh, God. It made me so fucking happy to read these men. If any of you did it and you still have them, please send them to me because I laugh so fucking hard. God, hey, I'm Chris. Who are you? I'm Jessica. How are you? She writes, your show is amazing. And she's like, someone else texted me that too.
That what, the show is amazing?
No, that like, that they were Chris. Like, oh, she got multiple texts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mommies are hitting them up.
Oh, fuck, man.
That's good. Yeah, someone else already beat you.
That was the most fucking fun I've ever had on Twitter. That, to me, you don't understand. You guys made my fucking night reading those, man.
It makes me mad on Facebook that they'll put your number up. Like, I've gone on and taken my cell phone number off of Facebook multiple times.
I didn't even know that was there. Somebody told me that.
It's so annoying. And what they say is that if you're in someone's address book who uses the phone app, then all of their information pulls, and you have to continually go in and take it off of there. But that's fucked up. Like, I don't want everyone to have my fucking cell phone number.
Yeah. So, all right, that was great. Thank you for doing that. Don't forget to let us know who's your favorite name of the year. And now we'll do a couple of these. And
love the Cosby.
All right. All right. Would you rather? This first one is from the main mommy, Christina. She had a great one. Would you rather fly on a plane as your job, where you just take flights 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday, you're on a plane.
Coach. Okay.
And then all you get out, you get on a flight, flight lands, you get off the plane, turn around, come right back. You do that all week. You get Saturday and Sunday off, so it's just Monday through Friday job. Or would you rather live year round on a cruise ship where you never get off, but you have your family, but you're on a cruise ship 365? You gotta fucking, and then that's kind of the make or break for a lot of people. I think that the make or break is the family component. For some people, they're like, that's the saving. Oh, I want to have my family around. For some people, like, I would rather blow my brains out and spend a week with my family, let alone 365 on a ship.
Every day of my
life. You see them every meal, and they're like, hey, you want to go to the sun deck? You're like, leave me the fuck alone.
I want you to fucking jump off the side of this thing.
Which would you rather do?
Which would be the complete, now, if you hated your family, it would be the complete opposite of being like a son to me.
It would be absolutely the opposite of that.
Complete opposite of that.
Yeah, that's totally.
What would I rather do? I would take the cruise. I would take the cruise. Not just for the family, though. I thought about this extensively, and I am not claustrophobic in any way, but I feel like being on a plane in coach with people piled on top of me all the time, every day, for literally 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, it would kill me. I think I would go crazy. I think that would make me crazy. But to be on a ship where I could at least go outside and see sunshine,
you can see it all,
and get air, and hear sound.
A lot of it is just the open airness.
I would have to take
that. To me, I fly enough to want to kill people all the time. And I hate flying, you know? I mean, I'm not scared of flying, but like, I've had my fill of flying. I have enough fucking flying down where, you know, to me, it's like, I get along enough with my family where that's cool. I could, you know, if I'm having a bad day with one of them, I'm gonna be on the Lido deck. Why don't y'all stay down on deck 4? Or get off at the next stop or some shit.
Right. I'm going to go play shuffleboard with some people that are dying right
now. I can't handle weekly every fucking day on
No.
a plane. I can't do it. So for that was some people would take some people I think hate, like, you would just say the family thing and they're like, I'm on the plane.
Even if it was a first class seat,
it's rough, dude.
I would still take that outside, be able to walk. Like, I'd be like, you motherfucker, stay in this cabin. I'm going to go upstairs for 5 minutes, get some air.
Yeah. It's too much.
Alcohol.
Okay.
It's getting crazy.
This one is great, man. Would you rather have to say www before every web address you say forever? I love that so much. Or walk through 1980s Harlem with the fucking camp girl, which... It's hard to hear that with our theme music going, but it's www before every web address ever that you, I mean, every time, if you were like,
Yo, man, where'd you read that article about the Saints? You say www.espn.go.com.
And there's also a really good one on www.nfl.com.
Right.
/ Saints.
And there's also this www.sportsillustrated.com/NFL/Saints.
And www.neworleanssaints.com.
Right.
Right.
You check it out. It's actually http://.
Yeah. http://.
So you do that forever. You never, essentially, it's, do you want to talk like an 85-year-old woman when discussing web addresses for the rest of your life? Which, as you pointed out to me, it would eventually, you'd basically catch up to who you're going to be anyways.
Right. You will eventually lead into that person.
So you're just going to be who you're going to be, but 40 years earlier.
Right.
Or would you want to walk through Harlem with
fucking camp?
This girl.
The racist Tourette's girl.
Racist Tourette's girl who, you know, is struggling. Like, she says things that she can't
control. Stuff. Big.
They vary in intensity.
You guys know who this is.
Yeah, and then I sing swears like nigger and stuff. Big words, you know.
Big
words. And I say like fucking camp.
I say fucking camp.
Everybody says that.
Who doesn't say we're going to fucking camp?
Anyways, you know what she's capable of.
I do.
So, do you want to deal with a lifetime of just saying unnecessary letters and words that are just going to... People are always going to be like, you don't need to say that to me. You know, eventually people will be like, you can stop saying www.
Right.
You're like, no, I have to say it.
I say that.
Say it. Or a four-hour walk through Harlem and this girl is going to say...
I sometimes...
You know,
say what I'm thinking about them, but I don't mean it, kind of thing.
Like what?
Nigga!
Like that.
Well, first of all, I think it was 1980s Harlem.
That was true.
And I'm not sure why it was 1980s Harlem.
I think 80s were definitely a more violent time in New York City as a whole.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're alluding to?
Maybe that's what it is. However, I would not want to walk through Harlem in any era with a
any
racist Tourette person. No. No decade. No time. No time period.
If you did with that girl...
It's your last rendezvous.
It is your last rendezvous.
It's going
your
down.
Blood will be drained and used in someone's photo shoot somewhere else later. But I would take WWW for a couple of reasons. Well, one, because I don't want to die. But two, I would get off on annoying people by using it. Like, it would turn fun to me.
Yeah.
To get people like, you know, you don't fucking need to say WWW. I'm like, oh, no, yeah. That's my thing.
And then like, the very next, like, as soon as they say that, you're like, I know. And then it comes up again. You're like, you've been www.twitter.com/TomSegura. They're like, why do you have to, you don't have to say the whole thing like that, man. I know. Have you, seen the article on www.cnn.com?
I just, because people... Like, when you get to know people well, a lot of people have their own little sayings that they don't realize. Like, I have a friend that always says, what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what it boils down to is
Bottom line.
What is another big one? I don't know. You know, everyone's got those.
And yeah,
That would be my...
WWW.
Yeah, just saying.
It would annoy them.
Just saying is one of these... Saying. I mean, I can't
no
even
offense.
Take just saying anymore.
No offense.
Yeah, like, all due respect,
saying.
That would be my WWW.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, here's the thing's another big one, yep. WWW.
You can't take just saying? Just saying.
Just saying I can't take now because it's all I see on Facebook and Twitter now. Everyone will, like, say a comment, like, just saying. It's like, people were just saying 10 years ago, motherfuckers. Like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, people have different expressions that they're used to saying.
This shit should be easy!
That's... Totally a one right there.
You like a son to me.
That's
you like a son to me, man.
I mean, we say that all the time.
Say that constantly.
Because I ain't going out like that.
You know what's funny? I think you've done this before, too, but like I love that movie so much, the inappropriateness of everything that is Year of the Bull.
Yeah.
And I've emailed people, like, you know, jokingly feeling like, you know, I'm talking to you or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you like a son to me. And they're like, well, and they've written back, like, what? I'm like, never mind.
I've said it.
Like, I forget who I said it to.
I said it to Bert Kreischer's wife one time.
You like a son.
No, I said it about Bert, and she was like, what do you mean he's like a son? I'm like, he's like a son to me. And I totally thought, like,
right.
We're all in the, you know, on this. And she was like, don't you mean like a brother or something? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like a brother.
Sorry.
Like a son.
I meant to say son. What's up, brother?
Definitely WWW I would take on that.
I think I would take the 4-hour walk in Harlem because I could just roll the dice. Here's how I also feel. If shit goes down, which, let's be honest, is probably going to go down, I think there's a good chance that I could lessen the violence that's coming upon, the wrath that I'm going to feel, by getting in a couple shots of my own.
I agree. I would turn on her. I would kick her in the ribs and shit. Like, let's get this bitch.
Yeah, I would be like, what'd you say? And then like Elba, and instead of being like, you don't understand, she has this, I would just be like, bam. And she would, you know, I would contribute to the ass kicking. That was a fantastic submission. That's really good. That was sent to us by Justin White. Good job, man.
Way to go, Justin White. I wonder what you'd pick.
Here, one more. And then we're out of here. Would you rather be pregnant all year round? You give birth every 9 months and then you're pregnant again.
Immediately following the next day, you're pregnant again. For the rest of my life.
For your whole life.
Okay.
Guys, you give birth out of your butts.
Yep.
So women out of your hole, guys out of your butthole. Or would you rather have your genitalia fall off? Every season. So that's 4 times a year. Okay. 4 times a year. It's very painful, gory, and embarrassing. And you lose all your friends. I love that he added that detail. Your friends are like, I can't be around you.
You're losing your genitalia again.
When your genitals grow back, it is that of an infant, and it grows back to full maturity in about a month. That was sent to us by Mark in Niagara Falls. Thanks, Mark. That's a really interesting one because they're both for life. They're both horrible. It's basically, do you want to be pregnant? I think one of the things that would happen is if you would stop caring about the children that you're growing.
You'd be doing like cocaine, you know, and drinking like, heavily and shit.
Like by your 10th pregnancy, you'd be like, fuck it, man. And you'd know that you're harming the shit out of you'd be giving birth to like 3-legged,
you don't
two
even care.
You know, 6 fucking toes.
This one came out in 4 weeks this time. Look at it. Like, yes.
People are like, you're fucked up.
You fucking piece of shit. Like, you don't even know what's going on over there.
Let's go skydiving. You're like, you're 7 months pregnant. I don't give a fuck
about
this.
I'm gonna land on my stomach. I'm gonna brace to fall.
And then as soon as like they pull a mangled their baby out of you, you're like, you know, I'm pregnant again today.
You know what happened today? I'm pregnant.
What?
Like, you gotta stop.
You gotta stop that shit. First of all, why are you pregnant? You're a guy.
You just shat a baby out of your asshole and you're gonna do it again? Yep.
Holy shit.
Or my genitalia falls off. Now,
Summer, winter, spring, and fall.
4 times a year.
Yeah.
It's painful. I lose all my friends. So at some point, you can only make so many friends in a lifetime. And after 1 year of losing all of them,
how about how many friends can you make in a season?
It's true.
Because every season you lose them.
Man? You guys want to hang out?
Not you, man.
Your shit falls off, and it's painful. And then it's baby-like.
And it grows.
And it takes a month. So each season, we have 4 seasons, so each season's about 3 months long, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So only for 2 months of that season, you have a regular genitals. You need to go out and just get on fuck fest as fast as you can.
Now, what about the idea of it doesn't really get into marriage? What if you married someone? Is that your friend who you lose, or just can she or he stay with you?
I think you have to ask her that.
Yeah, I know, because that's what I'm thinking. It's like, well, maybe you got your partner for life, and you're like, you know, my dick's gonna fall off next week, right?
I think I would go with the genitals.
You know when we
off.
You know when we roll forward an hour, my dick's gonna fall
you know
off,
that,
right?
It's gonna look like your little nephew's just born, right?
Jesus.
I would take that.
You take that?
I would. I wouldn't want to be pregnant every day the rest of my life. No way. Because everything that comes with it.
You know, you'd just be so reckless at a certain point. Like people are like, man, you've just been drinking fucking whiskey out of the bottle. You're like, I don't give a fuck about
that.
These
baby
babies
just fell out of you.
How many babies you had? 63 babies, man. I don't give a fuck. I cared about the first three.
63 babies.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm taking the genitals off.
You are?
I'm definitely taking the genitals off.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I think I'm going
to
go.
I think just the beauty of that is you'll never have to buy new clothes because you're always making new friends. So your wardrobe is your wardrobe.
You can't keep the babies, right?
No, you can't keep the babies.
What do you do with the babies?
I would imagine they're not even born alive.
You're like a son to me, man.
Whether they are or not. I would think that for this baby coming out,
yeah,
as soon as it comes out, his life is probably over. So it's pretty. It's pretty much.
It's pretty.
It's like a son to me, man.
Well, it's also.
It's also so there.
Pretty, it's your last rendezvous.
It's their last rendezvous.
It is there.
As soon as they start.
It's your last rendezvous.
I think I would go with. I think I'm going to be pregnant and just be destructive, reckless.
Just drinking. Like, there's a pregnant man over there, and he's pounding Jack Daniels. Like,
he's starting fights with people and shit. Fuck you, man. You know?
He's fucking wasted. Wasted. He's charging people $1 to hit him in the stomach.
I would.
What's that guy doing?
I would be a belligerent, like, at the bar, fucking just pounding.
Because I ain't going out like that.
Talking shit to people. This guy's out of his.
Because I ain't going out like that.
People are like, all right, man. All right. Yeah, that was great. Thanks, Mark. That is our show. That was a lot of fun. There is a new DJ Premier Bumpy Knuckles album out, and it's pretty cool. I copped that shit.
Hard work, no doubt.
He always has some crazy beats.
We wanna hear that.
This is the new one.
Shit. Wanna hear that primo shit?
Boom, bap, underground, that primo shit.
Enough.
Hip hop, hardcore, primo shit.
So,
he got fire for you.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for joining. Ryan Sickler, you can. Website is RyanSickler.com.
Yes.
On Twitter, it's at Ryan Sickler.
That's right.
And you can make sure you mention him when you choose your name of the year.
Yeah, will you send a tweet out when this is up?
Absolutely.
So I know and I can retweet.
Absolutely. And
check me out on The Crab Feast.
You go to iTunes, check out The Crab Feast.
Yep.
It's,
and while you're there, buy my CD, Above Ground Cool.
There you go. Above Ground Cool. West Palm, come see me this week. Come see, go see Christina in Pittsburgh. And we'll get at you next week again.
Crime time. Get down there and see Tom Segura in Florida, man.
Matt Wantavious. Get at me.
For some real B-boys in the building. Now we teach the children.
We wanna hear that primo shit.
Yeah, come on.
Boom, bap, underground, that primo shit. Hip hop, hop, hardcore, primo shit. He got fire for you with Bumpy on it.
Word up,
collection.
My thoughts interpreted across this perm. Got me bullying the rap game like big.